Good Friday morning. This is Jay Ogden of Oakland Church of Christ. There is very little debate exists regarding what has the power to forgive sins. That is Jesus the Christ. The Bible is abundantly clear that the blood of Christ maintains that singular quality. The Apostle Paul wrote, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. If you look at Ephesians chapter 1 and just look for the phrase "in him, in Christ," it permeates that chapter 1 over and over again. While few would argue that the fact that the blood of Jesus forgives sins, there remains some confusion as to the specific point at which a person comes in contact with that blood. One way to ascertain when a person comes into contact with the blood of Christ is to examine the phrase "in Christ" in the New Testament. Depending on what version you read, the phrase "in Christ" is used approximately 80 different times. What do we find in Christ? Paul in the book of Ephesians used this phrase multiple times in chapter 1. He stated that every spiritual blessing is found in Christ, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. He also stated that forgiveness of sins is found only in Christ, verse 7. In the book of Romans, he further states that redemption and eternal life are located in Christ, Romans chapter 3, verse 24, and Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The inspired apostle told the young man Timothy that salvation is in Christ, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Paul obviously wanted his readers to understand that everything good in the spiritual realm is found in Christ alone. When discussing things outside of Christ, Paul painted a grim picture of a place without hope and without God, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. After looking at the phrase "in Christ," the question arises, how does a person get into Christ? It is interesting to note that the New Testament specifically mentions water baptism as one essential element that puts a person into Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 states, "Or do you not know that many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death?" Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 declares, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." While some have incorrectly attempted to claim that baptism mentioned in these two verses refers to Holy Spirit baptism, many religious people have not resorted to this faulty line of reasoning. Andrew Davis, in his contribution to the book Why I Am a Baptist, wrote that water baptism was commanded by Christ in the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, and demonstrates the new life in Christ for every disciple. His reference to Romans chapter 6 shows that he understands water baptism is under discussion in that chapter. And another commentator wrote, "I also saw that the baptism signified dying with Christ, being buried with him, and rising together with him in newness of life. It was an outward physical expression of an inward spiritual experience." In regard to the second passage, Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, J. Newton Brown listed both Romans chapter 6 and Galatians chapter 3 in his section discussing water baptism as taught in the New Testament. Let us then put these pieces together. If the Bible says that forgiveness and all spiritual blessings are in Christ, and if Romans chapter 6, verse 3, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 clearly state that water baptism is at the point at which a person gets into Christ, then any accountable person who has not been baptized by water is outside of Christ. Water of baptism does not save anyone by itself, but is at the point at which a person contacts the saving blood of Christ. Just some things for you to consider this day. We would love to invite you out to Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet on Sunday mornings for Bible study at 9:30, 10:20 for worship, and again that evening at 5 o'clock. We also meet on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock for Bible study. We would love to have you at any opportunity. Have a wonderful and blessed day.